This is Brian Coombs of Messiah's Church, your pastor for the day. You're hearing this devotional in the later time of the year, November. You're feeling the temperatures cool, even the warm spells are fewer, and the furnace is probably on. You've seen the leaves fall and blow down the street, or just stay in your yard. The sky is grayer, the trees are empty, which may describe you in some way. This is a real thing for many. While there is still beauty or brightness in a November day, a sense of letdown or nostalgia is how many feel at this time of year. Hasten the holidays to help and cheer us up, some say. But as Christians, we consider God's hand and word in what November is for us. We've just had a harvest, summer tomatoes and peppers, fall apples and pumpkins. God speaks about the harvest spiritually, and we should listen for our encouragement. Since the beginning, God has given the cycle of seed time and harvest. Since harvest is now past, it means to prepare for the next one. November's garlic planting will bring sturdy stalks come May. In February, you can plant various seeds inside for the spring garden outside. What are you now sowing that you might harvest later? Jesus said the fields are white unto harvest and plentiful. Are you praying for unbelievers, even sowing gospel seeds in their lives now for a joyful harvest someday? Are you praying for the Lord to raise up harvest workers to bring it in? Are you enduring and being trained by the Lord's discipline to yield the peaceful harvest of righteousness? And are you making and sowing peace in your own life, the seed whose harvest is righteousness? It's time now to work on these things. It always is, really. To one day reap with joy. That will be the harvest. And God's given us this time to do it. This is Brian Coombs of Messiah's Church, your pastor for the day.